I think one of the skills that this class is focusing on is like gardening and setting up a garden of some sort, and that's definitely going to help you eat stuff. I don't know, kind of knowing what is poisonous, what isn't. Like, I think a lot, there's going to be a lot more focus on like vegetation instead of like such a protein-based diet that we have now, since we've already wiped out like 90% of a lot of species. Other than that, I don't know. It's hard to think about. I don't know. I'll pass it on to someone else and pipe up if I think of something else.
For sure.
I think I work well in groups, so if we are in groups, like, I think it'd be good because we could all, I don't know, have rotations or something to all, like, come together. And also, I think we would just not just, like, be gardening in one spot, mm-hmm. but, like, also, say, for example, yeah, we were talking about, like, guerrilla farming, or, like, guerrilla gardening, like, seed bombing places, so I feel like we could turn nomadic for a bit while our plants are growing, and, like, maybe, like, some people would stay behind, or, like, people would go different ways, so then we would start, like, farming around, like, this huge area, and then, like, when the time comes that all the food is there, we can go from, like, each spot to another, and then, like, we'll always have food for, like, that period of time, and then just, like, keep going, and then, like, make sure it's, like, recycled and regrowed.
I'm a good improviser, so as long as we're left with something, then we could probably figure out something to work with it. And I'm pretty flexible as far as ideas are concerned. So I think, like, whenever people have ideas, if I don't, like, agree with them at first, I just try to get to know more of it so that I can agree with it, because I think there's nothing more useless than arguing with people. It never gets you anywhere. It just gets people angry, and then people are too pumped up on adrenaline to even think, and then nobody has any ideas anymore.
I think we should just all go into a deep, long sleep until the earth fixes itself.
Yeah. To go back to what Ember's point was, like, what if we don't know what we're gonna have left? Like, how are we gonna improvise with something that might not be there? Or, like, if it is, someone else might claim it and not want to share. Like,
like
you said, under these circumstances, like, so many people are gonna be affected and, like, go into, like, a self-protective mode right away, and maybe not realize that, like, everyone needs to survive instead of they really need to survive. And yeah, like, what about land claims, or, like, the government being like, no, you're not allowed to, like, roam around and guerrilla farm here, and, like, it, I feel like our society would still be a society with, like, prime minister, like, government, and, but a lot of people would, like, not be with it, but it would still be there, just remaining, and then, like, still have its own followers, but, like, and control, but not with as many supporters, which, so, I don't know, it's like a cancer you can't get rid of.